Red Candle Games, a Taiwanese video game developer, released Devotion. It was played by gamers around the world until it was quickly taken off the market. Someone found a reference in the game that compared the current Chinese president to Winnie the Pooh. This caused mainland Chinese gamers to purchase the game in order to deliberately give the game bad reviews. Some gamers thought that was unjustified. Rafael Gonzalez is one of the few gamers who managed to play the game before it was taken down. He's a video game developer based in Aurora. Full disclosure, he's my significant other and we played Devotion together.
The game in general just felt really well done. There was a lot of thought put into it.
He said Devotion was unique because he saw all the ways Taiwanese culture influenced the game. According to him, it was a breath of fresh air. Gonzalez says representation matters, and so does supporting games by minority developers.
It helps us learn more. If video games are a medium to help people learn about other cultures, I'm all for it. I think it's good for any medium. It can be used as a tool to kind of teach people to branch out.
Ki-hun Chan is based in Singapore. Chan wrote a review of Devotion for an online publication surrounding computer games. Chan says this game was important because it's rare to see something that isn't Western or Eurocentric flourish on the market like Devotion did. It had an international following.
Like, I remember I had a conversation with a friend. Her husband is Asian American. Taiwanese American, if I'm not wrong. And apparently, he was really happy to see Devotion.
She says she'd like to see more representation in video game developers.
Like, for me, you know, being able to see Chinese culture being reflected back on screen, like I said, it's an amazing feeling. And I'm sure it's also the same thing for a lot of, Asian American folks as well.
Chan makes a point to talk about representation in her articles.
Representation is really, really important. Yeah, and, you know, having a diverse variety of games will really make the medium a lot more exciting and a lot more colorful in that sense.
Devotion is still off market. Chan says it's important that video game developers have the freedom of creation in their medium.
Most, or if not all, games have some elements of politics in it. Even the absence of a very overt political statement is in itself a political statement.
Gonzalez says that even though people could be sensitive to various topics, it shouldn't change the fact that a good game is a good game. He says that it's a shame that players might lock themselves out of an amazing experience when choosing to not play games with certain political ideas.
Just because you don't agree with an opinion, I don't think that means you should avoid anything, any type of medium that disagrees with you, because you can still enjoy it for what it is while pushing those disagreements to the side.
Dr. Bonnie Lenore Kybers is a visiting assistant professor at Northern Illinois University. She works with rhetoric, composition, ethics, and digital media. Kybers says that the role of the artist is to disrupt popular opinion. Kybers says it's troubling that she foresees more of censorship.
Do I think that these sorts of things could happen again? To quote Battlestar Galactica, it has happened before, it will happen again.
She says that creative people will be at the heart of resisting censorship of art because they push limits. This sheds light on inequities and political issues. Kybers wants creative people to have their messages heard, telling them through stories and art.
When you can find a way to kind of implicate your politics within, or embed your politics within a narrative in an interesting, creative way, people are more responsive to that. They're much more responsive to that than simply being told, here's what we're going to do, here's how you should be.
Kybers says that games are more than games, movies are more than movies, stories are more than stories.
But we also maybe walk away from them thinking more critically about our choices.
Since the Devotion controversy, Steam, the online market it was sold on, created a new system to prevent off-topic reviews on games. I'm Mia Pidlawan.